sauce and bubba kush. Yeah, we can talk, she rather fuss. This and that about such and such. Man, damn, where is the fucking trust? I'm tired of the hoop and hollering. I'm about to take the coupe to Collins. Then take a female to the island. Then take her clothes off.
You don't know shit about that. Let me ask you no questions.
Nah, you don't know about taking a coupe to Collins.
Damn it, man. Yo, listen to me, man. This is Excuse My Ad Lib. I'm Big Thurm. I'm in the fucking building.
And you know, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Rose J, a.k.a. J Rose.
My nigga, Rose J.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Rose J, you know what I mean? And Excuse My Ad Lib, we back in the building. So, a lot of things have gone on in the last, you know, week or so since the last time we've spoken to you guys, and
yeah.
A lot of hip-hop news. You know, hip-hop is something that, you know, is new news every day, so
yeah. Hip-hop, I love hip-hop because it's like sports,
right?
You know, exactly. What I mean, all day long it's just news kicking out all day about shit going on in hip-hop.
Right.
I love
right.
it.
So, you know what I mean, as we said in the intro, you know, it's been last couple of days has been kind of, you know, depressing, being that we lost one of the greatest lyricists. I say lyricist, not one of the greatest rappers, because you know, he was a little bit more than a rapper. He was, you know, a great lyricist.
Lyricist, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Guru, you know, of the group formerly known as Gangstar. And, you know, we just here to pay our homage to the man, you know.
Now,
and,
see, but wait, the problem is, in the first news story, let's get right into it, about this suspect letter that Guru wrote. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
No one believes that Guru wrote it. Everybody believes Solar wrote it.
So basically, we don't believe him. They need more people.
He needs more people. He definitely needs more people. All because right. In the letter, first of all, I counted while I read it. Guru supposedly mentioned Solar's name 5 times.
Did you count it yourself?
I did, myself. No, 6 times. My fault.
I think it's 8.
It's 6.
I was listening to... I cheated. I was listening to Rosenberg and Cypher this morning.
And what did they say? They said 8?
On Hot 97. And they said it, I think, I believe it was about 8 times.
Me, myself, I counted it was 6. And he mentioned his son 1 time. You know what I mean?
So that means you mentioned a man.
Another man.
Another man. More than you mentioned your son in the last letter that you...
I don't see what's adding up here. On top of that, it was he shitted on DJ Primo.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was calling him his ex-DJ, not calling him by his, like, name or a nickname.
I mean, I would understand, because I think they weren't on the up and ups at this point in time in their, you know, in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that could, you know, make the case of why he wouldn't really be referring to him that much.
Alright, that's understandable, but he's on his deathbed, yo.
Yeah,
on
true.
Your deathbed, you decide to say, yo, F you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
No matter what beef you had, you could be like, yo, look, and I'm not going to mention it, the problems, or you're going to be like, yo, whatever problems we had, let that rest now. I'm about to go see my maker or whatever.
Right,
like, you're
right,
not going
right.
to be shitting on somebody on your deathbed.
Especially someone that, you know, if it was for him, the same way how he could say for himself for DJ Premier, like, without both of them together, it would be no Gangstar.
Yeah, that's Montana and Rice, yo.
They had, you know, and they shared a big part of their lives together. You know, they had an apartment together, they lived with each other, they did tours, they made beautiful music together. So it just doesn't make any sense that at this point in time that
he would shit on him.
Right. I mean, again, he can shit on him because they might not have been on the up and ups at this point in time.
Right.
But again, I agree with you that on your deathbed, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't, if anything, you just don't mention the man. You don't even mention anything
about
him. Yeah,
don't mention it. And then on top of that, his family said that he's been in a coma since mid-February.
Right.
When did you write this letter?
And also, from what I've heard, like, it was tweeted by his partner, the new partner, Solar, you know, that he was doing good and, you know, he was on the ups and everything like that. It's just a lot of fishy things is going
Too
on.
Too many
but,
fishy things.
You know what I mean?
Can't rest in peace, yo.
So, and then I also heard an interview that they had, because, you know, as I said, I cheated. I was listening to Rosenberg and Cypher.
Yeah, I don't cheat. I'm
and,
not a bitch.
Anyway, I'm single for the night.
Alright.
So, I always cheat. Anyway, I see, and then they asked him, "Were you a Gangstar fan growing up?" And he's like, "Not really. I was more a fan of the culture." So,
Solar said that.
That's what he said. He said, "I was more of a fan of the culture at that point in time than just Gangstar themselves." Like, it's just a lot of things that just didn't add
Too
up.
Too fishy, man. Yo.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So, as we said, rest in peace to Guru. You know what I mean. He's with, you know what I mean, he's with his maker, he's in a better place right now, and we just wish him and his family the best, and during this time of, you know, grief. So, again, rest in peace.
Yo, yeah, I'd like to say rest in peace, too.
You know what I mean? So, apparently, you know, T.I. just got out of jail, for those who don't know.
About if you're under a rock, you're an idiot. Sorry.
So, you know, we just got an addition back to the hip-hop family, because, you know, he was under the jail. And according to him, like, his next album is, like, in the same, like, you could mention in the same breath as All Eyes on Me. You know, for those who don't know, All Eyes on Me is one of the greatest rap albums of all time, you know, that was presented by Tupac. So, I mean, what do you think about it? Do you think it's all hype, or do you think he's just really feeling himself right now?
All right, well, let me break it down by first saying that the one song that he released since he got out of jail,
right,
stupid hot. I think it's crazy hot. I love it. I'm back.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm loving the hook, loving the beat, loving what he's spitting on it. It's crazy. And it sounded like he was going at somebody. But I don't even care. I like that song. As far as him comparing it to All Eyes on Me, I think that's some fucking...
Well,
I've been in jail and I don't really know what's up, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying something right now to be saying it. There's no way that he literally means... Because if I remember the quote, I think he said, this is going to be the best post-jail album since All Eyes on Me. Something like that. And to me, that's hype. Like, shut up and make your music.
What I think is that there's really no other album really to compare as far as you just said, post-jail album. Like,
what other post-jail album?
Right, like, that's basically the greatest of all time. It's only one album to really relate it to, you know what I'm saying?
The nigga Shug caught unless
he gonna relate to, like, Pimp C, but did Pimp C come out with... He didn't come out with a solo album.
Nah, he came out with the UGK
album. Right, so, I mean, regardless of anything like that, I just think there's a lot of hype. I don't think he should even really... I think he should just leave that alone. You know what I'm saying? And then, especially when, you know, he says that the next album is going to be filled with the same, basically, topics every album is filled with, that he says, you know, love, life, how he's a shit. You know, he's going to refer to him being in prison a couple of times.
Holla back.
And, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I think it's going to be a great album. It's slated to come out in August, I think, early or to mid-August. So, watch out for that. You know what I mean? It's called King of Cage, and... It's definitely going to be a good... Something to watch out for.
So, Jimmy and Cam, yo. Big news. You know what I mean? Jimmy and Cam called up Miss Info on three-way. Well, you know what? It wasn't really three-way. Jimmy was inside the whip, I guess in the passenger seat. He called Miss Info, and he told Miss Info, yo, look, I got somebody that I want you to speak to.
Right.
In the driver's seat. And pass the phone to Cam. And Cam answered the phone and was like, yo, Minya, what up? I guess that's what they call her, Minya. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Apparently, she's real cool with them.
Yeah, they stupid cool. They always feeding her news and shit like that. Jimmy issued a public apology on that call. I don't know how public that is. You know what I'm saying? And then Cam, when he took
which
the phone...
Which is very, you know, I think it's very big of Jimmy.
Yeah, very big, very big.
Because, you know, Jimmy, he doesn't really apologize for much.
And then Cam took the phone back from Jimmy... After Jimmy issued the apology.
Right.
And Cam was way more guarded with what he said. He sounded more business-oriented and more, like, not getting as deep and personal as Jimmy did.
Which is the difference between the two. You know, one is a little bit more emotional than the other.
Yeah. So, the question is, basically, like, what do we expect to come of this? Like, are you excited about this?
Well, you know what? I think we can kind of tie this into the next topic that we were going to speak about.
Mm-hmm.
Being that Summer Jam is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Summer Jam being on the way, which for those who don't know, Summer Jam, being that we're from New York, is something that's been a part of the not only hip-hop, the New York culture, for a long time, since about 95. And
right.
It's the biggest concert of the year, whatever. And from what we've heard, that in Summer Jam, it's going to be a surprise reunion. So we came up with a couple of ideas that we thought maybe, you know... Maybe this is the reunion that was going to come up or happen at this, you know, event.
Right, right.
And, I mean, I think Dipset was one of the, you know, people that we said it may happen. So,
yeah.
I think them doing this right now kind of spoiled this whole, you know.
I would say the same thing.
You know, everyone was in suspense, kind of. Because, I mean, we knew it was going to be Rockefeller.
Yeah, it's not going to be Rockefeller.
It wasn't going to be G-Unit with the original, not the original, but the members that was added on.
Right, right.
And
definitely not that.
It can't be Cash Money.
Hallelujah, nah. Holla back.
Because, you know, Wayne is in jail. So, actually, he's under the bing.
Right.
So, I mean, it has to be Dipset. So I think it's great for hip hop, yo. It's not only great for hip hop, it's great for the East Coast.
I think I agree. East Coast and hip hop and New York, yo.
Yeah, most definitely.
Beautiful thing.
You know what I mean?
I'm looking forward to it.
So, Nicki Minaj speaks out about being bisexual and being that, you know, she is a celebrity that is, you know, very huge right now in
right.
not only hip hop, in the whole, you know, industry, the whole celebrity industry is
right.
what it is.
Right, yeah, she's big right now.
Do you think she's a role model? Or should she be considered a role model?
Here's what I think about role models. Any one of these superstars, to me, are not role models. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not, they don't know how to be a role model. They just know how to do what they're doing. But the problem is, whether they like it or not, they're going to be role models. You know what I'm saying? You're a model of a certain type of role. And these girls are looking at you and they're like, they want to be Nicki. They
right.
see Nicki, they want to dress like Nicki, they want to do what Nicki do.
Right.
So, is she a role model? No. Is she actually a role model? Yes. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, this is what she has to say. She quotes, "I'm a role model now. I didn't know I was going to be a role model to 13-year-old fans. So I've tried to change a few things here and there. But I also know that girls don't want me to be Miley Cyrus either." So I think with her saying that is like, yeah, she's a role model. She can't help but that she's going to become a role model
right,
to, you know,
right.
her fans and everything like that. But she thinks that she speaks for, maybe she speaks for that bisexual 13-year-old girl who doesn't know how to accept the fact that she's bisexual.
You know why I don't think she, okay.
Well, you know what, let me rephrase that, because I think a 13-year-old girl doesn't know she's bisexual. I would more so say a girl that's 13 years old, that's, you know, she's gay. Like, she doesn't know how to really, she doesn't have a role model to say to herself that it's okay to like girls.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Or making it look like it's something.
It's a part of pop culture. It's a part of something,
right,
you know,
okay, right,
of
right.
the culture that we live in.
Well, yo, my thing is like with bisexuality or even lesbianism or whatever, the girls that get into that usually don't look like Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? So if a lesbian is looking at that and seeing this big titty, fat ass, stupid pretty pop culture woman, they might not believe Nicki. They might think Nicki's like just doing it for show.
Right.
Like they'll believe Ellen DeGeneres.
But do you remember when we was in high school when this whole thing really took off? Like being gay was like a fad. Like really,
in high school?
Yeah.
When we, our like, high school?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't remember.
I knew a lot of girls that said, you know, they like girls now.
I mean, you was gay, but I don't remember.
Nah, there's nothing gay about me, bro. Nothing. Matter of fact, I'm a lesbian. I love women. Definitely. Matter of fact, I'm not a lesbian, because with me saying I'm a lesbian, that means I'm a girl that likes girls.
Yeah, bitch.
Anyway, fuck you. So, you know, but as I said, you know, I think that she has no choice but to be a role model, but,
yeah,
you know,
I
definitely agree with her that she needs to, you know, kind of take heed to the fact that she is a role model now, and know that, you know, you can't just say reckless, outlandish shit
right.
and not expect that you're going to get a little, you know what I mean?
Catch a little flack.
Yeah, catch a little flack for that, so.
Yo, so next up, we got these hip-hop honors, right?
Right.
Now, you know, the VH1 does hip-hop honors every year, and this year is no different, obviously. They're going to do hip-hop honors again. June 7th. 9 p.m. on VH1, but this year they're tributing to the South. They're gonna honor JD. Everybody know JD,
Jermaine Dupri.
Jay Prince, 2 Live Crew, and Luke, Master P, and Organized Noise. Now, my question to you is, did they get this right? Are they honoring the right people?
One more time, what's the list?
JD, Jay Prince, 2 Live Crew, Luke, Master P, and Organized Noise.
All right, so 2 Live Crew includes Luke, because that's what he...
Right, pretty much.
All right. Wasn't really a big fan. I know who Organized Noise is, but I wasn't really a big fan.
Yeah, I'm not
so
a big
know
fan
exactly
either.
Who
yeah,
Organized Noise is about. I was all about 2 Live Crew.
Mm-hmm. Who wasn't?
Yeah, being the young perv that I was.
Pretty much.
I mean, I just bought the album because of the cover. So
that's when album covers used to be able to do shit like
right.
that.
So, did they get it right? Definitely think they should give a tribute to UGK.
I was about to say that. How UGK
was
in
there? Yeah, who else? Because
UGK...
Scarface.
Scarface, for sure.
Yeah.
They said Master P, and yeah, definitely they need to be. That whole No Limit movement was big.
But what's crazy to me, though, is that these dudes...
Hallelujah, holla back.
Like, is this what they do normally? They don't... I haven't watched many VH1 hip-hop honors. I've seen a few. But don't they honor rappers?
Yeah.
Okay, JD?
JD is not... He has albums, my man.
Yeah, but JD is not a more prominent... It's not a... He's a producer.
No, JD definitely needs to be honored.
Yeah, he needs to be honored,
when it comes to Southern rap.
But he's... I think the trend here is JD and
his
record label...
But it's not only about rappers. Remember, when they did the Def Jam joint, they honored Russell Simmons. They honored the white dude.
Yeah, but they honored... The hip-hop honors was about Def Jam, right?
Ruben... yeah, go ahead.
Right?
Rick Rubin, by the way.
It was about Def Jam, right?
Right.
All right, yeah, so you're going to honor the artists or the people associated with Def Jam. If you're going with the South, they're talking about JD, J Prince, 2 Live Crew, Luke, Master P, and Organized Noise. Master P is a rapper.
Right, but at the same time, you have to give a tribute to the movement of Southern rap, the people that paved ways for the reason why Southern rap is as big as it is today.
It's
not all about rapping.
I agree, but this... Yo, like you said, UGK fucking...
There's a lot of people that's left out.
And where the fuck is Cash Money?
Yeah, but Cash Money's still, I think, relevant. So relevant today that you can't tribute them yet.
Whatever.
But as we said, you know, they'll be tributing the South, and look out for that. That should be later on this year, right?
Yeah, June 7th, 9 p.m., VH1.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's continue with Nicki Minaj being that she is, you know, the hottest bitch in the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently her, along with one of the other... hottest rappers in the game right now, Rick Ross, is said to be, they're going to be managed, or it's a rumor that they're going to be managed by Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking, or what do you think, or what does the public think? Do you think this is a good move? Do you think, because we all know that, you know, Diddy is the CEO of Breaking New Records.
Yeah, he is.
So, do you think this will hurt or make their career?
Let me first say that I'm not particularly sure on what a manager is really supposed to do. That's number one. I don't know exactly what a manager is supposed to do. But I do know that careers that have been under Puff,
right,
have gone south. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people that came in, made good money for Puff, and now they're nowhere to be found.
Well, once upon a time, right, there was another... top dog in the rap industry as a producer, executive producer, whatever you may call it, by the name of Suge Knight. And he...
Suge, what up, baby?
Took a stand at a certain awards show called the Source Awards.
Yes, I remember.
And he said that if you wanted to be a star on your own,
mm-hmm,
not have the executive producer all up in the videos, dancing, rapping, holla at Death Row. So... I think that with Diddy, part of him being your manager or part of him being a part of your situation regardless, Diddy is going to have to share that spotlight with you.
Yes.
So, being that, you know, Nicki Minaj is on the come up, Rick Ross is on the come up.
On the come up,
you know,
yes,
what I mean? He's definitely been slated in the top five of lyricists right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have to accept the fact that Diddy is going to have a real big part of their career right now if they decide that they want him to be his manager. But on the upside, Diddy has so much connections that will help out their career.
Yeah, I think it's gonna help, but I also think that this is more Puff looking out for Puff than it is Puff looking out for Nicki.
Is it ever not that?
Right, because these two are two hot people right now.
Right.
If he attaches himself to them, he just extended his life in the game for another 5 years at least.
So do you think he's trying to, you know, reincarnate Biggie and Kim all over again?
Maybe.
Speaking I'm kind of like, I can see the Biggie references when it comes to Rick Ross, but he has like a couple songs now that's like, come on, like he's like baby, like.
Yo, hallelujah, holla back.
Big is the greatest of all time, yo. Like, leave it alone. You're fat,
yeah,
honest,
CEO.
You know what I mean?
Take it easy, CEO.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, come on. I mean, matter of fact, he can beat you up, you know. You can get 300,000 real quick. You gotta stop.
Speaking of that, you know what I'm saying? Rick Ross. Rick Ross fucked up, or Rick Ross's crew fucked up DJ Vlad.
Right.
And he owes him $300K for some shit. So, I mean, I think that's news we don't give a fuck about. So, whatever. Anyway, my nigga Paul Wall, you know what I mean, is dropping a new album. It's called Hairs of a Champion or some shit. I don't know.
What was the name of his first album again? The People's Champ.
Oh, yeah, and he's naming this one in that line too, I guess.
Right.
And it's dropping June 29th, another summer album. You know what I'm saying?
It's slated. This date, it's predicted.
Yeah, it's supposed to come around that time. Right. And then they said almost half of the tracks are produced by Travis Barker. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that might be kind of hot.
Yeah, yeah. And it's featuring Jimmy. Jimmy's on there. Raekwon is on there. Bun B is on there. Slim Thug, of course, all of them.
Ho.
And
what
Matthew,
the fuck?
Raekwon?
Kind of track are we going to get from a collaboration with Paul Wall and Raekwon?
Yo! It's Pow Wow, baby. I'm in Staten Island, baby.
He's going to be doing his dance, too?
Raekwon going to be doing the dance. Yo, but are you excited? You looking out for this album or what?
I am. It took me a while before I became a Paul Wall fan. He definitely, The People's Champ was definitely a good album.
Yeah.
To me, I just think that maybe he just needs a little bit more promotion for his grills. Grills ain't doing so good anymore.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're all right. They good. They in the South.
So you think niggas are still wearing grills out there?
Yeah, absolutely. They was before, they'll keep on doing it.
But maybe he wants to get out to the world again.
I mean, that'd be a good look for him, but he's probably not going to get that.
Maybe he's
done.
Trying to get Barack Obama to endorse his grills.
So anyway,
what would you say if, you know, Barack Obama came and did his public address with grills?
So,
hallelujah, holla back.
I'm
is that what you
would
say? Hallelujah, holla back?
I'm looking forward to Paul Wall's album, man. Right, well, the fuck you over there talking about?
I think that's about it for the most part, you know?
Nah, man. You had a news segment about Bangladesh talking that shit. Bangladesh was out there talking about he think he better. He said, yo, Polo's no competition. And fucking Timbo and Neptunes, they had their time. So now it's his time.
But do we even need to speak about that? Like, I mean, back in the day, he had a couple songs. He had, what, the joint with Gucci and with Mario. He had
Big Song.
A Millie.
Big Song.
He had
he had a few more underground joints.
He did. But, I mean, he's talking. I mean, the reason I said, you know, we could just, you know, wrap it up as far as, you know, news and beyond, you know, beyond hip-hop or hip-hop itself, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he said. He mentioned Timbaland, like, he's better than Timbaland.
Okay, so I guess that's like, we don't lend no credit to him.
And he said he's
out.
Better than Neptunes?
Which makes it even
like,
worse.
Until he can, like, have a credible rapper
mm-hmm.
say that my whole album will be
it's
done
produced?
by Bangladesh.
Okay.
Then we don't even mention that.
I agree.
No, don't get me wrong, though. He is a great producer. Like,
no, but after, you're right, though.
He has hits out of his fucking ass.
There's milestones that he didn't reach yet that he
but
can't be talking
even,
that shit like.
He did say Polo the Don is not even relevant to him. All right. But again, Polo the Don has a great album that he did his whole self.
That's another good point.
And we, for those who don't know, holla at Rich Boy's first album.
Yeah, don't sleep on that. Fuck it.
Rich Boy's album, first album, was a very slept on, very good self album.
I like that album, man. Set off the year good.
So, I mean, again, a reason I didn't even really acknowledge it is because I think he's just feeling himself. He's talking out his ass. He caught a little bit of, you know, fame off of the, you know, joints he did for the last couple of years. You know how niggas start feeling themselves.
Yeah,
you know?
they start feeling themselves.
Masturbation, I like to call it. You know?
So, fuck it. Let's wrap it up, man. Condoms. You know what I'm talking about?
Back, you know, here, man.